This is the smell of the leftover tuna fish sandwich you left in your lunchbox over the weekend in a Wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, Wimpy, Wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a Hefty Ultra Strong trash bag.
Hefty, Hefty, Hefty!
Ah, smell the difference? Hefty Ultra Strong has Arm & Hammer with continuous odor control, so no matter what's inside your trash, you can stay one step ahead of stinky. And for bigger jobs, try the superior strength of Hefty Large Black Bags.
Today is Tuesday, January 15th. The shutdown's impact to airports just got worse, and new rules for high-flying drones, plus the newest video streaming option and changes to YouTube. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. The longest government shutdown ever seems to be affecting more Americans each day, and this week it's hitting the airports even harder. USA Today says there was another spike in the number of TSA screeners calling out sick. Remember, they're asked to work without pay until the shutdown is over. Some airports were even forced to close several security lines yesterday, like in Atlanta and Houston, meaning lines in other places are now taking longer to get through for travelers. TSA union officials say this will likely continue, and some employees may even quit to get other jobs so they can pay their bills. And it's not just TSA. Business Insider reports the National Air Traffic Controllers Association is suing the government now, claiming any back pay once the shutdown is over actually won't make up for the damages now. The AP says there are three different unions suing the government. But a little nice news, CNN says Canadian air traffic controllers sent hundreds of pizzas to their counterparts in the U.S. to show support. And local media in Houston reports NASA employees are expected to protest today, although the FDA says food inspections will restart today with the help of unpaid staff. Another thing affected, federal reports. Bloomberg says reports about trade, housing, and jobs are on hold right now, which means even after the shutdown, those numbers may be a bit off. As for President Trump, he reassured farmers yesterday. He said he was fighting for them at the Farm Bureau's annual convention. Some farmers are waiting on federal aid checks. They won't get them until the shutdown's over. But still, many farmers are showing their support for the president. And even though senators from both sides of the aisle met to talk about all this last night, the Hill says there was really no progress. Will he become the nation's top law enforcement official? President Trump's pick for U.S. Attorney General William Barr is in the hot seat this week. Today is the first day of the Senate confirmation hearings, where he'll try to show he is fit to take that top job. But Barr is not a newbie at this. He did the same thing 30 years ago. He was attorney general during the administration of President George H.W. Bush. The Washington Post reports Barr plans to show Republicans he supports Trump when it comes to things like crime and immigration. Then he plans to appeal to Democrats by letting them know he'll let special counsel Robert Mueller complete that Russia investigation. You know, the one dealing with Russia and the Trump campaign back in 2016? Well, the attorney general oversees that investigation. Already, though, the Wall Street Journal says Barr's nomination seems to be welcomed by enough people in both parties that he will be confirmed. But stay tuned to find out for sure. Republican leaders just took away power from a fellow Republican congressman, stripping him of committee assignments in the House. In fact, most lawmakers are condemning what he said. We're talking about Representative Steve King from Iowa. King was quoted in the New York Times questioning why the term white supremacist was offensive. Well, now Fox News reports Republicans and Democrats are making it clear that's not okay and they do not agree. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said maybe King should find another job, and some Democrats are calling for even more consequences against him. King put out a statement as well, saying his comments were, quote, completely mischaracterized. It's the biggest utility in California, and now PG&E plans to file for bankruptcy. The reason? A PG&E power line was found to be the likely cause of the state's deadliest wildfire that started in November. So now Reuters reports the company's liability costs could go beyond $30 billion, more than its insurance would cover. Cue the bankruptcy. PG&E says it'll file by the end of the month, and also the company announced its CEO is stepping down. But PG&E says gas and electric customers will not be affected by the bankruptcy. More relaxed rules may be coming for drones. It could mean some drones are now allowed to fly overnight and over people in crowds without special permission required now. Right now, most drones are not allowed to do that. The worry is that a drone could fall from the sky and hurt someone. But now the FAA says it's time to help the drone industry grow and make sure the U.S. stays a leader in tech. Of course, new restrictions will also be put in place, like more operator training required. And Bloomberg says the FAA may even look to create a specialized new air traffic control system for drones. Either way, companies like Amazon will likely be pretty happy about this, since they're looking into using drones for deliveries. It's not a done deal yet. Anyone can now comment on the possible rules over the next 60 days before they're finalized. More news is on the way, but first I'm excited about a new sponsor today, Blinkist. And this is so perfect for this show because it's all about getting more knowledge faster and in a more convenient way. I know it can be hard to find the time to sit down and read a full book or even listen to a full audiobook, so instead check out the app called Blinkist. You can get the best key takeaways, the need-to-know information from thousands of nonfiction books in just, wait for it, 15 minutes. And you can choose whether you read or listen. For example, you can get the key takeaways of the book The 4-Hour Workweek by Tim Ferriss in just 15 minutes. And there are so many great options. I love being able to read a book in minutes right off my phone while I'm waiting in line somewhere. Or it's a great add-on to listen to in the morning after the newsworthy. And for a limited time, you can try it for free. Go to Blinkist.com/news to start your free 7-day trial. That's Blinkist, spelled B-L-I-N-K-I-S-T, Blinkist.com/news to start your free 7-day trial. Blinkist.com/news. Now, back to the news. NBC is launching its own video streaming service, but it's a bit unique. Here's how it'll work. CNBC says anyone who pays for a traditional TV service, like from Charter or Dish, can access NBC's new streaming service for free, although there will be ads. Then, if you don't pay for any TV already, it's $12 a month. The streaming option will have hours of NBC TV shows always available, like SNL and Parks and Rec, but it's not set to launch until 2020. Changes are coming to the most popular social media sites. So first up, YouTube. YouTube says when you're watching a video, you'll now have the option to swipe left or swipe right to move to the next or previous video. The hope is to give you more control. Although TechCrunch says really, YouTube likely just wants you to stay on the app even longer. Also, Twitter is testing some new features. A few thousand people will get their hands on a new version of the Twitter app that is only meant to be a test. It'll offer things like color coding replies and a new way of organizing responses. Twitter may also remove the like or heart button. These changes aren't set in stone. Only if the test group likes something will it roll out to everyone else. Oh, and Facebook wants you to start sharing events directly from the event page to Facebook Stories. You know, the circles across the top of news feeds? Mashable says it's at least a test for now. From the White House to Big Brother's house, a former White House communications director will be on the new season of Celebrity Big Brother. The Hollywood Reporter says Anthony Scaramucci will actually be the second former White House employee to be on that reality show. White House aide Omarosa Manigault Newman was on the show last year after she left the White House in controversy. Of course, Scaramucci was only the communications director for a whopping 11 days. He was replaced after a bad interview with The New Yorker. Now he'll compete with the other cast members like Lindsay Lohan's mom for $250,000. The CBS reality show starts next Monday. The Broadway hit show Hamilton is now in Puerto Rico on a 17-day run, raising money and awareness for the island. Lin-Manuel Miranda stars as Alexander Hamilton again, and People reports he got a standing ovation on opening night. His parents are from Puerto Rico. The production will likely bring more awareness and more tourists because parts of the island are still recovering from Hurricane Maria that hit back in 2017. And the New York Times says the show is expected to bring in $15 million for a fund supporting Puerto Rican artists. And that's it. You are all caught up. If you enjoy getting the news here each day, be sure to hit that subscribe or follow button. It helps make sure you get sent new episodes so you're always in the know. And you can always read more about the stories we talk about here. I try to make it easy for you by listing all the stories and sources in today's show notes. So just head to the homepage of thenewsworthy.com, then click episodes and look for today's date. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.